रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय हरे नमः. युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 37. Rama arrays his troops. The recitation begins now. Rama, Sugriva, Hanuman, Jambavan, Dhumna, Vibhishna, Angada, Lakshmana, Sharuba, Sushena, and his kin, Mahinda and Vivida, Gaj, Gavaksh, Kumuda, Anala, Panasa, and others entered the region of the enemies and held consultations about the further action they had to take. This is the capital of the Rakshasas, impregnable to Asuras, Uragas, Gandharvas, and Devas. Bearing in mind very carefully the details reported by Hanuman, we should take necessary measures to achieve our ends. Ravana, the ruler of the Rakshasas, makes this place his permanent abode. Then Vibhishana spoke clearly in the presence of all, and his words were pregnant with meaning. Anal, Panas, Sampati and Pramati, my four ministers, went in the form of birds to Lanka, entered the camp of the enemies and have come back with the news of warlike preparations of Ravana. Prahastha guards the eastern gate, Mahodar and Mahaparshura the southern gate. The western gate is in charge of Indrajit, and Ravana, to whom fear is unknown, guards the northern gate. Everywhere are stationed countless Rakshasa warriors of wide renown, all armed to the teeth. Virupaksha is at the head of the forces stationed in the center of the capital. The contingent is most devoted to Ravana, and it consists of 1,000 elephant warriors, 10,000 chariots, 20,000 cavalry, and 1 crore of infantry. They enjoy the boundless confidence of Ravana. Every one of these has at his back 10 lakhs of followers trained and ready for the war. These Rakshasa warriors are valiant, strong, cruel, and never turn back in battle. And he asked his ministers to speak more on the subject. Raghuvira, 60 lakh of followers, each like Ravana himself in valor, prowess, strength, splendor, and pride, followed him when he marched to battle against his brother Kubera. And the forces that are now mustered against us are larger. My lord, it is not meet that I should describe at length of the strength of the foe in your presence. I speak not to bring fear to your heart. I thus speak to rouse your indignation. You can annihilate in an instant all the Devas and Asuras. I request you array your monkey forces foursquare, even as Ravana has arrayed his, and utterly destroy the Rakshasas. Raghuvira heard this and said, let Nila, our general, encounter Prahastha at the eastern gate. Angada will meet and vanquish Mahodar and Mahaparshura at the southern gate. Maruti, the son of Lord Vayu, of boundless valor, he alone is worthy to stand up to Indrajit, the master of illusions, at the western gate. Lakshmana and I will meet and destroy Ravana at the northern gate. He is a constant trouble to Daityas, Danavas, Maharishis, and great souls. Mean-minded, he is proud of the rare boons he has secured, and he ranges through the world bringing misery to all beings. And I shall slay him and enter Lanka. Sugriva, Jambavan, and Vibhishan will stay between myself and Hanuman with countless monkey troops. In the coming battle, only Lakshmana, Vibhishana, his four ministers, and I will wear human shape. Let the monkeys retain their original shape and fight with the enemies. This shall be the sign that they belong to our army. The Rakshasas can take any form at will, and they might take human shapes. The monkeys too can take any shapes they want. If they assume human shapes, this would cause confusion between the two forces. The followers of Ravana would think it beneath themselves to assume the forms of monkeys. Even if they do, we shall kill out of hand anyone that fights against us in the form of a monkey. Except the 7 persons mentioned above, anyone that takes the form of a man and comes against us shall meet with instant death. He took these measures to achieve his ends, and finding that the summit of Suvela was inaccessible and pleasant withal, he decided to camp there for the night. Sri Rama, having thus covered the earth with his forces, applied his mind on the destruction of his enemies and marched towards Lanka, glad in the certainty of success. मंगलम कुशलीन राय महनीय गुण चक्रवर्ती धनुर्जाय सर्वभौमाय मंगलम।